Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be in Cleveland, Ohio, with the American Chamber of Commerce executives, and I'm glad to be sitting across the table from a new friend, Mac Mayhood. Matt Mayhood is the president and CEO of Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, and he has the distinction of being the host of the 2007 ACCE convention. Matt, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Now, Sacramento, beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, you've heard of it?
I've heard a couple of times. I've heard of it a couple of times. You got a famous governor out there, don't you?
We do.
Who's now a resident?
Sort of. He lives in a very nice suite at the Hyatt.
Oh, he does. He hasn't actually bought a piece of property.
Yeah, that's kind of a contentious issue.
I bet it is. What's going on? What's his problem? He's had time to buy.
I think he's got a beautiful home somewhere in the outskirts of Malibu, and his wife and his kids are in school down there. And you know,
he's closer to Rodeo Drive too, isn't it?
I think it is. So he's kind of a commuting governor. He spends most of his week up in Sacramento, and then he flies home down to Southern California on the weekends.
Tough duty in Malibu, huh?
I guess. I haven't seen the place. But I've seen the suite and the Hyatt, and it's pretty nice, too.
Well, he's a governor. He should have a nice place to stay, right?
And it's right across the street from the Capitol. So,
right. So it's handy.
It's handy.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it, right?
And you know what? It has a balcony, so he can go out in the balcony and smoke
and
his cigars. Well, wave to his people and smoke his cigars.
How's the governor doing? From the Chamber of Commerce perspective, my audience, my inquiring minds in my audience want to know, how's the governor doing in California? We hear a lot about him. He pops up every once in a while. But how's the governor doing?
I think on all accounts, he's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
He took over in a very difficult situation where the economy...
An unprecedented situation.
Unprecedented situation.
Tell the audience what happened.
Well, you had Governor Davis, who, essentially was recalled.
Yeah. The
general public rejected him as the governor. He was really failing to lead, and his party, who has control of the legislature, just could not protect him. The guy became to some degree inept. A very nice man, but just was not leading, was not providing vision. Workers' comp costs were
things
skyrocketing.
Were getting out of control, weren't they?
The economy was going downhill, and all what we call the burdens of business were just the state legislature was just having its way, and he kept signing things into law. So some folks with general business community got pretty upset, took things into their own hands, and ousted him. And then I think we had, 50 or 60 people run for governor.
Right.
Three or four of those were really only viable. So we had a ballot measure, one to recall the governor, and then there was a second piece on a special election to elect a new governor, and people voted yes to out Governor Davis and voted in Governor Schwartz.
Have any other states contacted you guys to get your formula for how to do that?
You know, California, we're a unique place, I tell you.
That's the understatement of the day there, Matt.
I got to be nice. I'm a third and fourth generation native Californian,
yeah.
So, I love our state, but I often refer to it as the People's Republic of California.
Right. Many people often do, or the land of the fruits and nuts, too.
Yeah.
Your ninth district court out there.
You be nice now.
Yeah, I will. No, that's all I'm going to say. But, no, I love California. And in fact, one of my favorite places is right out there where it's the wackiest, and that's San Francisco.
Yeah, well, that's just about where I'm from originally.
Is that right?
And a beautiful place. Lived there for many years before I got married.
Right.
And beautiful place. I actually grew up all around the Bay Area. And it's a great place for people to come and visit.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Okay, so what's going on in the Chamber of Commerce? in Sacramento?
In Sacramento, you know, we're pretty busy Chamber of Commerce ourselves.
How many members?
About 2,500.
That's
and
great.
I say paying members because right. It depends on, you know, the chamber executive, you know.
I've been on the board of my chamber many times. I've been a member since 1977.
Yes.
And almost 30 years. And so I know about those past dues and cancellation notices.
Yeah. So the real number is about 2,500. We're about a $5.5 billion a year annual operating budget. So we're one of the larger chambers in the state.
$5.5 million, right.
Operating budget. So we're one of the larger chambers in the state. We're a regional chamber of commerce. We cover the six counties of surrounding the Sacramento MSA.
And you have chambers inside of you.
There's about 35 local
chambers.
That's
an interesting thing to people in flyover America who, you know, in Sheboygan and Dubuque or whatever, where there's one chamber probably, it seems strange to have a metropolitan area where there would be 30 chambers.
Yeah.
And then you're the overarching chamber.
Yeah. And, you know, they often view us as the 500-pound gorilla, which,
right.
You know,
and they're the herd of cats.
We are. And but, you know, we've since I've been there, we've put together a regional chamber coalition that we bring people together on a quarterly basis and talk about issues that, you know, affect all of us.
Right.
And look for common ground, you know, the big issues, transportation, infrastructure, air quality.
You guys doing a lot of advocacy, too?
We are a very strong advocacy chamber.
Yeah. Right. Tell us what that means.
Well, we're out there lobbying, trying to create a pro-business environment for the Sacramento region. And we lobby on the local, on the regional, on the state, and on the federal level. And actually, the Sacramento Metro Chamber, we have probably the largest Chamber of Commerce fly-in lobbying trip and going to Washington, D.C. every year.
And you guys were very instrumental in the change in the governor, I'm sure.
The California Chamber took the lead on that.
Yeah.
And we just followed suit.
You helped carry their water a little bit, though, I'm sure. Yeah. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Matt Mayhood. He is the president of the Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, and he and I will be right back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blassingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we think you're a pretty smart person. Matt Mayhood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Matt is president and CEO of Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. That's the regional chamber of commerce in the Sacramento Valley. And I guess, Matt, you're probably the tallest president of a chamber in the country?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I've seen a couple people here at this convention as tall, but I'm not sure if they're the president.
I've seen some tall guys. I think you might have them be. What are you, about 6'8"?
6'7".
6'7"?
If I'm wearing these shoes, maybe 6'8".
And so what team did you play for?
You know, I'm a failed athlete in about the college level.
All you had to do was stand
junior college.
Under the
But I got the busted fingers and the bad knees and bad ankles from that. But
the
pyramid gets pretty steep, you know, as you start working your way up.
I know you probably get that a lot, but he's a good looking guy, folks, and a great president. Now about almost 5 years in the job.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. How you like it?
I like it. This is the most challenging job I've ever had, and I'm 41. Been in management for 20 years in my career. I started with UPS. And
this is the first job as a chamber?
My first job as a chamber exec, and I've worked for some tough companies, UPS, FedEx.
Yeah.
Worked in the dot-com arena for a few years. That was an exciting time.
Yeah.
But this is by far the most challenging job I've ever had.
What's challenging about it?
Well,
besides the herd of cats that you got to...
You got to herd the cats. You know, I got a very large board of directors.
How many?
Actually, 69 members.
Oh, it's, my goodness.
Yeah,
there's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, it's a nightmare and a dream because...
Folks, I've been on chamber board, 69.
But I got some of the top CEOs and senior vice presidents and vice presidents from the companies and small businesses around our region, and they're great to work with. But the thing I love about my job is the fact that I get to work with those folks, and two, I get to manage an organization myself. I got a staff of about 30 full-time people, and I get to do public policy advocacy, so get involved in politics, and that's fun.
What is your chamber doing to influence the challenges that California has? You guys got a lot of any business challenges out there.
Yeah, we have a state legislature.
Across the state.
Yeah, we have a state legislature that loves to throw burdens onto our businesses.
What's wrong with those guys?
Well,
they don't get it.
They're most of California tends to be liberal. The big cities, L.A., San Francisco, those big markets tend to be very liberal. And they elect folks who don't get it, and they think business is bad.
I think government's good, business bad.
Government's good, yeah. Government will solve all of our ills and whatnot. So we work pretty closely with the California Chamber of Commerce. They do advocacy, really, and they do two things, really. They do advocacy and they do human resource consulting.
Mm-hmm.
So we partner with the California Chamber a lot on statewide issues and supporting what they call, you know, their burdens of business, and focus on their advocacy efforts and be supportive.
What? How's the economy in Sacramento?
The economy in Sacramento has been really good. In fact, it's outperformed the economy of the entire state as a whole for the last, I would say, 6 to 7 years. It's really been supported by a booming construction industry, housing. Mm-hmm. That's slowing down, as you know.
Right. Thanks to interest rates.
So we're seeing a slowdown of that in Sacramento, but we have a booming healthcare economy in the Sacramento region, because we are the major city in the Central Valley, and it is becoming a healthcare hub. And with the aging population, you see a lot of expansion of the healthcare providers and the supportive industries.
What about agriculture? A lot of agriculture in your part of the world, isn't there?
Yeah, we're the fruit basket of the world, exactly. California.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sacramento especially, doesn't it?
Yeah, Sacramento and San Joaquin Valley really is the fruit basket of the country.
Give us an example of some of the things that we might find at our grocery store that come from your...
Fruits, nuts, and berries,
yeah.
You know?
And now,
right,
you said
in
it
fact,
this time.
Yeah, right. In fact, right in the heart of the city of Sacramento is Blue Diamond, which is a...
Oh, yeah.
Which is a... Almond,
yeah, almonds,
and
of course. I used them every week.
Yeah, can a week. That's all they have. Yeah,
but I almost help them out with that. No, I cook with almonds. I like them.
A lot of nuts, almond growers, various walnut growers. Rice is a big product in the Sacramento Valley because we grow it right in the floodplain.
Right.
A lot of fresh peaches, nectarines, apricots, all of those types of things.
Right. Dates. I order dates from Southern California.
Yeah.
I like the medjools. Those are wonderful dates. I get those from down farther south. We're going to take a quick break, Matt. We're visiting with Matt Mayhood, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president of the Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. When we come back, I want to ask, we've been talking about the agriculture issue. I want to talk about the immigration issue.
Okay.
I bet that's something you guys get into as well, isn't it?
Sort of.
Well, we're going to get your opinion of that. We got other things to talk about. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nothing can stop a Jupiter. And a year.
Here's that little band from Texas.
Hey, I made it. On Texas time.
That band from Texas, representative of our new guest, Jeff Mosley, who's a little bit late, and we're gonna have to put a dock a little of your pay there, Jeff. Jeff is president and CEO of the Greater Houston Partnership. Jeff, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Sorry, I'm running late.
Good to have you here, and I'll show you how to set your clock up to Eastern time next when we get
Please.
Up here. And then we got also Matt Mayhood is still with us, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Mayhood is president and CEO of Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. We're going to get both of these guys in here. Matt and Jeff, which Matt and I were just talking about immigration. I was transitioning from me being the pro that I am, transitioning from the agriculture to immigration, because many of the folks who, especially the illegals who come into California, are working in the fields, aren't they?
Yeah. It is a very contentious issue in California. There have been attempts to create legalized driver's licenses in the state legislature. That's failed on
right.
several attempts for illegal aliens, providing health care for illegal aliens. So it's a very contentious issue because we know a big piece of our economy, namely our agricultural industry, and a lot of our service industries, restaurants and hotels, do rely on that labor force.
If somehow we could snap our fingers and and make every illegal go home in a second, and no new ones come in, what would happen to your state out there?
I'm not sure. I think we'd have fruit and vegetables rotting in the field.
It'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it?
I just don't think we'd find the right
people.
That's
the reality, Jeff, mostly from Houston. That's the reality that America faces today, isn't it?
It would certainly have a profound impact on the Houston region. We've estimated about 400,000 undocumenteds living in our area of 5.2 million.
In Houston? Just
yes,
in the Houston,
just in Houston
metro. 400,000 undocumented in the Houston metro.
That is correct.
Of the estimated 12 million nation.
That would be a workforce of about 250,000.
Wow.
So the impact would be profound, including construction of homes,
yep.
Including construction of highways.
Right.
The infrastructure that's building our city would grind to a halt.
But guys, this is a dysfunctional scenario we've got here, isn't it? We got people breaking the law, but what we can't do without them. What are we going to do, Matt?
Well, I think I am not the shell answer man on this one, but I honestly believe that it's become such an issue that, you know, both the Democrats and Republicans need to find common ground to put together a solution that works for, you know, the U.S. business economy, that allows a documented work force to come in, do their job, and then go home. But simply, you know, allowing open borders and letting people come and go as they please is not going to work, because it's impacting a lot of our social programs right now.
My philosophy, and I haven't read everybody's plan, but my theory is we got them here. They're not going back. We can't send them back. We really don't want to send them back. My idea is we give them 6 months. We say, okay, guys, we announce to everybody, you got 6 months to come in. Here's what's going to happen when you come in. We're not going to charge you back taxes. We're not going to fine you. We're not going to put you in jail. We're going to put you on a path towards citizenship if you want to be a citizen. If you don't want to be, we're going to get, you got to tell us who you are. If you don't want to be, in a year, you got to go back. If in 6 months you show us that you are on a track to citizenship, that you have employment, and then you start paying into to U.S. local taxes, you start doing what citizens do. But I believe, Jeff, that if we try to find them, if we tell them that there's some punitive reason for them to come forward, I don't think we'll ever get them in.
Jim, is there any way we can get you into Congress? That sounds like a real common sense approach, and that's what we're begging our senators and our U.S. congressmen to do. It's one thing to rail about securing the border. We also agree there's value in securing the border. But with 250,000 workers in our economy, we're also asking our congressional members for a common sense, realistic approach to getting those who are here unlawfully to step out of the shadows and register.
We've got two initial goals. We've got to stop we've got to close the border somehow. I don't know what we've got to do. We've got to stop the bleeding, so to speak. And number two, we got to get the illegals to come forward and be identified before we can do anything. Am I wrong about that?
You're right on. And that common sense approach is what we have taken a resolution at our we have 135 board members
in Houston.
And they stepped up at the Greater Houston Partnership and said, these are the 5 points that we agree upon. Securing the border is one of those.
Right.
But there has to be this common sense approach that you lined out as far as encouraging people here to step up and register, so that we know who they are.
Well, go ahead.
Well, the other piece too is, you know, we have these high tech industries in California who require immigrant labor, which these with the H-1B visas,
right.
People coming in. So we
from
India,
need
to make India and
like that.
People that
yep.
are coming from overseas.
We need their brain power.
We need their brain power and their very skilled, highly trained technical workforce
right.
to be able to come and go easily, and so that we make sure that they have the workforce, so they don't ship that stuff overseas.
Well, and I'll tell you something. That's a challenge that America's having right now. There's a friend of mine, David. I'll say his last name in a minute. The book's called Flight Capital. He talks about the fact that for generations, people came from India. They came from overseas, wherever they may have come from, to get educated here. They found a better life and they stayed here. What he's saying is that those people now, because their home economies are doing better, they're coming here, they're getting out the education, and they're going back to compete against us. They're not staying here anymore. And so that's another challenge we have right now.
Yes, it is.
Hold on, guys. Take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Jeff Mosley. He's president and CEO of Greater Houston Partnership, which is a regional chamber of commerce. Yes. And then we've got Matt Mayhood, who is here. Matt Mayhood is president and CEO of Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, where the ACCE convention is going to be in 2007. Not 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's great. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And while we got websites flying around here, Matt Mayhood is with the Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. What is your website, Matt?
www.metrochamber.org.
All right. www.metrochamber.org. Okay.
Houston.org.
Houston.org. Pretty simple.
Yes.
Okay, the big doings next year, the 2007 ACCE convention is coming to your town in Sacramento. Matt, what do you want to say?
Well, we're very excited about the convention coming to Sacramento. We have a great venue with the Sacramento Convention Center with some really nice hotels right across the street. From.
Where should I stay?
Where should you stay? Either the Hyatt or the Sheraton, okay. And both are literally on the corner right next to
the
convention center.
Which one's the most convenient?
They're both convenient because literally they're both the same distance.
It's going to be at the convention center, which is
correct.
Across the street.
Across the street.
I got you.
And it's only a.
I can't stay in the convention
center. It's a very. Well, you could, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Get an air mattress or something.
Yeah.
So you're pretty excited about this. Congratulations on scoring that. Did you work with the ACCE to make that happen?
I worked with the ACCE to make it happen, and we had some great support from the Sacramento Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Right.
You know, that's what they get paid to do.
Right.
And I just presented the opportunity and
partnering.
Put
good people with good people. That's what I like to do.
Well, Steve Hammond is the CEO there. He's a great guy and a good friend, and so we're very lucky that we have him in town.
I'm looking forward to coming out there and broadcasting my show from your fair city and being there next year.
We look forward to having you.
And Jeff Mosley with Houston, I'm sure you're going to be out there.
Yes, sir. In fact, I'm going to stay at the Hyatt with you because that's where Governor Schwarzenegger stays
there you
when
go.
He's in town.
You know, we need to go over. We'll go over and play some Rook with him while we're there, right?
Smoke cigars.
Smoke cigars, exactly. Now, the website is Houston.org.
Yes, sir.
What is so special about Houston?
The Greater Houston Partnership is actually World Trade, Economic Development, and Chamber merged into one. That's why my board would be 135 members.
What a herd of cats.
We have a brand new strategic plan, and it really focuses on, in the next decade, Houston being one of the top 10 global cities.
Wow.
So we've got a very ambitious goal in front of us, and one of the pillars of that is growing 600,000 jobs in Houston.
600,000 jobs.
And the tool that we're using is called Opportunity Houston, and the owner of the Astros, Drayton McLean, chairs that fundraising initiative to raise $40 million to market our region over the next 5 years to help grow those 600,000 jobs. That's powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful, and it's my understanding that you have been given the assignment of raising 60,000 jobs a year for how long? The next 10 years, I guess?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to do that, Jeff?
It's a dynamic area, 10 counties, 5.2 million, fourth largest city.
Jobs.
Yes, sir. And we are up to the task. We can do that. It's a real strong, can-do city. The clusters there have developed very well. We want
a lot of good companies there.
Yeah, we want to fight to hang on to those clusters and not assume they'll be there in 10 years. I think that's a big mistake cities make. They enjoy.
That was a 20th century model. They don't stay there. They don't have to stay now, do they?
A lot of competition. The flat economy, the global economy, all these pressures on pulling workforces away.
Right.
So we're committed. We've identified them with econometrics, and we're going to fight to grow those clusters.
Matt, what's the most important special thing you want to tell us about Sacramento?
Well, do you want to talk about quality of life, or do you want to talk about our business and economy?
Let's talk about business and economy. I think the quality of life is probably. I'll give you that. I'm going to give you that one. We'll stipulate that.
That's a good thing because we're in California and people love the sunshine. One of the things that we've been working on with some of our partner organizations is, unfortunately, we don't have a partnership. We had to form our own with SACDO, which is our economic development organization,
right.
The Sacramento Metro Chamber, and then there's another organization called Valley Vision, which is really a collaborative conservative organizing group. We put together an effort called Partnership for Prosperity over the course of the last year, and we're trying to develop strategic business plans to develop our economy in three areas: around business, around people, and place. And we're actually putting those action plans into place right now. One of them is a real focus on green or clean energy technology and trying to grow that as an industry in the Sacramento region.
Guys, would you agree with me when I say that what I hear you talking about is the key to your success is partnerships?
Absolutely.
Jeff?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, it's the key. That's the key for small businesses, too, isn't it?
That's the key.
Find partners. Coopetition. Thank you, Matt, for being here. Looking forward to seeing you in Sacramento next year. Jeff, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks to have you here.
I'm going to be in your town in a month.
Well, I'm going to buy your lunch. That's the least I can do for running on Central Standard Time today.
You got a deal. I'll take you up on that. Thanks, guys, for being here. I got to go, folks. I'm going to wrap it up here in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been here 3 days having a great time with the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference here in Cleveland, whooping it up on behalf of Chambers of Commerce, who then go home and whoop it up on behalf of small businesses, which, as you know, are my heroes. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from Cleveland, Ohio. I'll be back in my home environs on Monday. See you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.